Industrial hemp products topped $620 million in annual retail sales in the U.S., that according to the Hemp Industries Association. Retired UH professor of biosciences and bioengineering, Harry Ako, testified before the Joint Senate Committees on Water and Land and Commerce, Consumer Protection, and Health. He says subtropical hemp, which grows to about 6 feet in height, is ideal to replace sugar on Maui.
Fiber hemp could be grown to construct houses. In England, they use fiber hemp to construct public housing. At a conference, there was a guy, and he sold a kit, 20 by 80, small container for somebody to live in, made of hempcrete, hemp stalks, and the kit cost $5,000.
Ako says one hempcrete house has been built on Maui and another is in the works. He has one batch of experimental hemp seeds left, and he would like to grow plants on Hawaiian commercial and sugar land on Maui. Don Cook, testifying on a bill to protect and promote taro farming, says water rights and diverting streams in central Maui will continue to be problems.
This would be in contention to the hemp folks because they would require the water for those acreages that have been in monocropping industrial farming. And you're not going to be able to plant and harvest three crops on one place in 1 year. That's not going to happen.
But Ako countered with his research findings.
Hemp is a drought crop. It needs 10 millimeters of water a week. Most of our crops we did not fertilize at all. And in fact, we did grow three crops a year.
At least eight states have ignored the federal prohibition and are growing hemp. Another 33 states, including Hawaii, have introduced pro-hemp legislation. The State Department of Agriculture supports the intent of the bill to regulate and promote research and market development. Phyllis Shimabukuro-Geiser is deputy director.
Because industrial hemp is still illegal by federal law, there will be limitations on how much and the type of work that the department can support in working with hemp.
Hemp growers will also be required to keep records and be subject to periodic inspections on seed to processing procedures. The Honolulu Police Department officially opposes the bill, but will work with lawmakers. Narcotics Vice Division Captain Jason Kawabata.
Hemp and marijuana are both cannabis plants, and the only distinction between the two would be the THC concentration. And there is no field test available to determine what the THC concentration is. I do have some suggestions that maybe could fix this.
There are three other industrial hemp bills scheduled to be heard next week. Two call for pilot projects to grow and cultivate food and fiber hemp, and another for use as livestock feed. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.